Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score, you can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code KSN, bet $1 on either team to score, and win $100 in free bets. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He's Ross Tucker. It's time to ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN sweatshirt. If you want to submit a question, it's really easy. Download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, before we hit the questions, real quick, we didn't get a chance in quarter number two. An improving Rutgers team comes to town on Saturday. Quick thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think Penn State better get over the Michigan loss, and I think they better come out and play well, because this is a huge game for Rutgers. To get a sixth win, to get bowl eligible, it would be their best win of the season. It's a statement game. It'd be a statement win for recruiting. This is their biggest game of the year, and I just don't know if Penn State's going into it with that same mindset. They better be very, very careful.
All right, let's get started with the questions. Richard from Greensburg says, in the Michigan game, the running backs did a poor job picking up pass rushers. Is running back blocking the responsibility of the running back coach or the offensive line coach? During practice, did the running backs practice blocking as a unit with the offensive line?
Not often. Well, they practice it with the offensive line when it's blitz period. So that's when they'll practice. So they'll do one-on-ones against linebackers and safeties. And then they'll do a blitz period where they fit in and practice blitz pickup there as well.
Is this the running back coach or the offensive line coach's responsibility to talk blocking with the running backs?
Running back coach.
Okay.
Now, sometimes in concert with the O-line coach, if there's something where those guys have to pass something off or whatever, but it's the running back coach. It's his job to make sure those guys know who to block.
All right, let's go to Sean in Mechanicsburg. Ross, please make the case for why we should trust that James Franklin will ever win the big games and not pee down his leg in those events. He's clearly an individual that depends on a structure and routine, and when that breaks down, the team breaks down. What recommendation would you give to James to help him improve when adversity hits?
Well, I just don't think that's fair, because think about the Wisconsin and the Auburn games. I mean, those were two close games, and Penn State won both of them. So I don't think it's fair to generalize and say that Penn State loses all the close games. First thing I would tell them is you got to recruit and have a better backup quarterback ready. Because if they had a better backup quarterback, they would have beaten Iowa and Illinois. So that's two close games they would have won. And the response to that would be they did have a better backup quarterback. His name was Will Levis. He was too good. They had too good of a backup quarterback to the point where he left for Kentucky. That's tough, man. I mean, it really is tough, Jim. It's a new era in that way that you could have everything right. You got a good backup quarterback. He's ready to go. And then he leaves like that, which is why, frankly, you got to be like Ohio State. You know, Ohio State has like four good quarterbacks. They had three competing for the starting job, Stroud, McCord from St. Joe's Prep. Now they got the number one kid in the country who enrolled early. So what happens there is One of those kids will transfer, but then they'll still have the other one, you know, that'll be ready to go in a couple years. Maybe they can get one of them to transfer to Penn State. Who knows? Although it looks like this Alar kid for sure for Penn State is a pretty talented kid. So that's a positive for sure. That would be the big one for me, would be to make sure you have a better backup quarterback. Other than that, I think, you know, I don't know what to say about the DBs running into each other and the tight end goes for a 50-yard touchdown. You know, I don't, you know, that was what ended up happening. I think Michigan probably would have kicked the field goal. I don't know that they would have marched all the way down the field for a touchdown. That was kind of a fluky play. But then the question there would be, why is the true freshman king in that spot?
Tariq Castro.
Like, they have Joey Porter Jr.
Well, Castro Fields was a little banged up, so he was in place of Castro Fields at that point.
Got it. Well, there's your answer, I suppose.
Well, the other question where he asked about not winning the big games, I just want to throw something at you because this came up earlier in the week. We've been doing a podcast with some folks from the obligatory PSU podcast. Anyway, Chris from over there came up with some statistics comparing Penn State and Michigan, Franklin and Harbaugh. One of the things he came up with is over their careers with Michigan and Penn State, which are pretty comparable the number of years, James Franklin's teams 12 times have lost games where they've had the lead in the fourth quarter. For comparison's sake, that's happened to Jim Harbaugh only 6 times, half as many times. And if you look this season, of the 4 losses, Penn State had the lead in the fourth quarter, 3 out of the 4 games that they lost. And you go back in history, the Rose Bowl, you know, those Ohio State games, I think that's why Penn State fans, you know, put this on James Franklin a bit.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all.
No. All right, let's go to a more positive question. Chad from Jacksonville, Alabama. I think this is the first time we got a question from Alabama. But anyway, the one player I've been really surprised by is Daquan Hardy. Seems like every game he makes big plays on third downs. Do you think he's big enough to take Castro Fields' corner spot next year as a starter?
I think he could do the job out there. I just don't think they'll do that. I think the nickel corner position is so important that they'd rather keep him in that spot and be able to have somebody else outside of corner. Probably King. I think it'll be Porter Jr. and King on the outside, Hardy in the nickel. I don't think you want to move guys that much unless you have to.
And he has been doing a good job. He's one of my favorite players on the team. Let's go to Stan in Franklin, Tennessee, who says, Ross, first things first, what's your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving, and what's your favorite way to cook the turkey? My football question, if you were a college football coach, which kind of team would you prefer, the outstanding quarterback but an average defense, or the outstanding defense but an average quarterback?
So my mom makes this thing called sausage filling, we call it. And it is a German recipe that my grandmother got when my grandfather was stationed in Germany. And Jim, when we probably talked about this before. When I tell you it looks bad, it is the worst looking thing I've ever put in my mouth. I mean, it looks worse than what's in a baby's diaper. It looks absolutely terrible. It looks like gray diarrhea. It looks terrible, but it tastes so good. I mean, it is just, it is like, I've told my mom before, if I could liquefy it and inject it in my veins, I would. That's how amazing it tastes. It is absolutely delicious. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. That would be my side dish, is the sausage filling. By the way, Jim, do you call it stuffing or filling?
When I was a kid, we always called it filling. So that's my instinct. But when I talk to other people, I feel like I have to say stuffing because that's what they say.
Yeah, so it's always been filling. I think it's only like central eastern Pennsylvania that's filling. I think everywhere else is stuffing, right?
I think so. And by the way, I was going to say filling is my favorite side. Now, the sausage filling sounds great, but my mother made it. And my mother, it actually was potato base, not just bread. So, like, she fried up and well-seasoned potatoes, and that went into the filling. And, oh, my,
you know
it's
what,
so
Jim?
Incredible.
I always butt my mom's chops because my mom says potato, too.
Oh, really?
I'm like, Mom, it's potato. It's potato or potatoes. My mom says potatoes and tomatoes. Jim, you're like my mom. You got the same accent as my mom. Hey, my mom went to Bloomsburg. Maybe that's where she maybe that's where she learned it. Potato.
She went to Bloom University, but hung out down the road in Berwick with my mom.
Yeah, that's funny. So that's the side dish. Oh, to make the turkey, well, the deep fried turkey is really good. When they put it in those, I had that for the first time my rookie year. When they put it in the fryer, some guys from the Southern guys, that's how they do it. That's pretty amazing. That really does taste amazing. A lot of flavor there. And then, I don't know. I guess I'd rather have Georgia. I'd rather be Georgia. I'd rather have the really good defense, I guess. But that's like the O-lineman in me. I like a lockdown defense like that.
Just real quickly, that just reminds me of some of those past teams. I went to school, Matt Millen and Bruce Clark defenses. I think the fan base at that time couldn't wait for the defense to get on the field because they were so dominant. Let's sneak another one in real quick. Mike from Lamont. Does James Franklin's emphasis on explosive plays hurt the team's ability to execute short yardage? In other words, does it affect their mindset and toughness?
Does his what?
Does the he emphasizes the big explosive plays. And Mike, I think, is asking, is there less emphasis on the basics, the running game, short yardage situations?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that that's a fair. In fact, I'm quite sure they've spent a lot of time on short yardage stuff in recent years trying to get that problem corrected.
All right, that is it for quarter number three and Ask Ross. Quarter number four, we'll have Andrew P. Shea back in the house. We'll also announce our winner of the KSN sweatshirt, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.